This is the Opening Market Podcast for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Ralph of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Eric, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
A little follow-through weakness in the overnight trade, soybeans leading the way lower, and surprisingly, bean oil down again here this morning. Of course, we had those big bean oil stock numbers reflected in the most recent NOPA crush report on Monday. So that's weighing on the market. Soybeans are kind of in a drag mode here as everybody tries to sort out whether or not the USDA is going to be more accurate than CONEB and the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange. Corn, I think, is kind of caught in the middle. There's some supportive information on corn with basis bids improving, and we're seeing some astronomical bases out in the heart of cattle feeding country in southwest Kansas down through the Texas panhandle. So I do believe that's going to start bleeding east and north, and here in the western belt, we should start experiencing some of the benefit from that improvement on the basis. But weekly export sales, again, kind of a disappointment. At least this week, we were able to see both corn and soybeans fall within the range of expectations. And I guess wheat did too, but that range of expectations for wheat was just abysmal. We had wheat, the range of trade guesses was from negative 100,000 to positive 200,000 for the week. And we came in at negative 93,000. So right at the bottom end of that range. So definitely disappointing there. We'll likely see wheat struggle here after double-digit losses yesterday. So definitely not good, but we're just looking for some kind of a spark here.
You mentioned those NOPA crush numbers that we saw earlier this week. Could you tell us again what those numbers look like and kind of what it means for right now and the demand for the biofuel market?
Well, the biggest thing that we could take away from the NOPA report that we saw on Monday was, one, it was an all-time record month. That was expected, so it didn't surprise in that regard. We know that there are more plants online now than we've ever had crushing soybeans, and so I guess it's kind of a double-edged sword there. We knew we were going to have a record crush, or we expected that we were going to have a record crush, and we did. So that would be supportive on the one hand. However, you did have a record crush, so you also are making a record amount of supplies, including the soybean oil, which is then going to be primarily utilized for renewable diesel. So what's going on here is we have a logistical problem, or not necessarily a problem, but it's something we haven't experienced yet. We have these additional plants online, so we're making more soybean oil. We have more soybean oil stocks because we have to refine that soybean oil to make the renewable diesel, and getting that flow down is probably going to take a little bit of a learning curve here. So we're likely to see some higher soybean oil stocks, and that doesn't necessarily mean that it should translate to a negative market for soybean oil, but that's what we're seeing right now, because I don't think traders really know how to interpret the data and extrapolate what does that mean at the end of the day once the renewable diesel is on the market.
Let's switch over to the other side of the ag marketplace in the livestock complex. What are we seeing with the cattle and hogs?
Well, yesterday was, I guess I would say, a negative undertone in the cattle. We did see positive trade across the board at times, but we ended mostly lower in the cattle yesterday. Today, I would think we probably have a somewhat soft outlook to start. This is the time of the week, and this Thursday and Friday time frame is when we see most of the direct trade as far as the fed cattle cash. And there are asking prices floating around the country at $2 to $3 higher than last week's weighted averages. So far, packers have not been outbidding on those numbers. So we'll have to see, do the packers win and we get steady to lower trade, or are the feeders going to hold out and be able to get that $2 higher? And then that'll dictate what direction we go from here. I don't think it's unreasonable to think that the cattle have put in a seasonal low when we did punch that low last week. But you know, still remains to be seen, and we're always just one serious avian flu headline away from hurting that market again. So we'll just have to see how that plays out a little bit. Hogs, I think, have put in a little bit of a seasonal high. We caught a lot of hedge pressure when we had that July contract up there in the 110 range. Since then, since making the high, we've fallen $8, and we did break the uptrend line. We obviously are well off the high right now. I don't know that we'll go back and challenge those highs without a bigger fundamental story. But the hogs are still holding nice prices. The cash trade is still pretty robust. We did have kind of some unsupportive weekly export sales this morning. I think that surprised some, myself included. So we'll have to see how the market digests that today.
Some really quality rainfall here in Iowa overnight and then here this morning as well in some areas. Have we gotten the moisture, the rainfall that we've needed in those pasture areas throughout the country, the rangeland for grazing cattle like we've needed this spring?
Well, in a lot of the areas that we look at, yes. I mean, you can look at a drought monitor, and throughout the Plain States, it looks a whole lot better than what we've been staring at the last couple of years. However, it is early in the season, and their soil does not hold the moisture like it does here in Iowa. You know, coming into this week, we had a nearly full profile of soil moisture in northwest Iowa, and we've had another 2 inches of rain this week. Now we are absolutely full, starting to pond in the fields a little bit when guys are hoping to be getting planters out soon. So it's kind of a double-edged sword, but, you know, talking to clients out as far as Wyoming and Montana, they're still struggling in a big way. And they really haven't been benefiting from any of these systems that we've seen further east. So it'll definitely be a tale of two halves by the time it's all done, but it's still early to tell.
Eric Ralph of Comstock, our guest here today. Eric, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
You can find us on social media platforms. You can go to the Comstock channel on YouTube. You can go to our website at comstock.com or just give us a call at 712-227-1110.
Thank you for the time as always, Eric. We appreciate it. Have a great rest of your week.
You do the same, Mark. Thank you.
That was Eric Ralph with Comstock. It is time now for a check of the numbers. May corn down 1.25 at 429 even. May soybeans down 8.75 at 1140.75. May soybean meal down $1.60 at 337.10. May soybean oil down 24 cents at 44.76. Chicago wheat up 2.25 at 539.25. Minneapolis wheat up 7.25 at 640.5. Kansas City hard red wheat up 5 even at 577.75, and May oats up 4.5 at 353.75. On the Merck, June live cattle down 25 cents at 175.07. May feeder cattle down 35 cents at 239.92. May lean hogs down 47 cents at 94.45. May pork cutout unchanged at 101.40. And Class 3 milk up 23 cents at 17.45. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.